This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Hoffman's show. We're on the Team 980. Rolling around. I swear every day there's just like more crap in here. What wires are this? Why are they under my chair?
You don't know what that is?
Like you do.
Nope, I don't.
Not a clue. Maybe they're attached to this camera over here. I don't know. We're just going to...
There's a lot going on in there, man.
I just try to show up and do the show every day, man.
I feel you.
And other people use this studio sometimes. Rooster and I try to keep it as neat as we can. And then I walk in and got wires. I can't even roll like my chair into the right spot. Like, what the hell wire is this? That looks like a power wire. That plugs in here.
It's a lot of...
this little OBS camera bot thing that I don't even know if we use.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 6:34, Tuesday, November 12th. 2024. Anthony, do you know what time it is?
NFL tier time.
That is correct. It is time to rank every single NFL team in four tiers. Are they elite contenders? Prime contenders, if you will. Are they a team that has a puncher's chance? Are they interesting, but really not that good enough? And are they just in the bottom of the league? Are they in no chance? That's the question. We answer it every single Thursday. Let's get to it. Ant, is the tier somewhere in this rundown?
Yeah, I got him down.
Okay. I just started scrolling and I was like, I feel like Anthony's probably copying and pasting them. He was. He's a professional. All right. Prime contenders, Anthony. The Kansas City Chiefs.
We take them out.
You don't get... If you survive on voodoo magic, nope. you clearly, they're still in. The Baltimore Ravens.
Yes. We keep them?
Yeah. They're a good football team. They're real good. They're coming off that Thursday night magic against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are one of the most confounding teams in the league. The Ravens are good. That is the point. The Lions, man, speaking of some voodoo magic, threw five picks, still won.
Yep. Hey, look, not a lot of people can do that, Craig.
No.
They did.
No, they cannot. The Buffalo Bills, they put up another 30-burger. They are victorious.
Yep.
They faced the Chiefs this weekend. Which is either going to be when the Chiefs lose or the Bills' maddening anger performance that makes us all not believe in the Bills again, even though they've been one of the best teams all year. And then the last two teams we had in puncher's chance were the Washington Commanders and the Pittsburgh Steelers, who played each other to a one-point game and would feel very silly to me, Anthony, to take two teams that played to a one-point game and move either of them. That proves that they are equals and that as long as we have one in the right place, the other is the right place, and I think they're both in the right place.
Yeah, I think we it's safe to say we can leave both.
All right. So then the question becomes, is there anybody that needs to move up? A couple teams that we had starred for going down, there was no one that we had nominated potentially to come up. So I'm gonna go through the teams that...
I think the Texans were a team to come up if they won.
They did.
Yeah, they didn't.
Are we gonna... I thought we had switched from the star system to the carrot system to where I put a little carrot next to the name with the up arrow, which I don't know. I don't see any of the teams that had it. Maybe we exited last week. Did you copy in from exactly last week?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know it. We need a better note taking system. The Texans. They forced five turnovers and still couldn't win. I kind of think they are going to get one more week of injury immunity. If Nico Collins comes back and they look good, they can stay in this puncher's chance. Because they were missing Nico, they're missing Will Anderson. Like, they're banged up.
Yep.
But they also have fundamental problems. Their offense is a nightmare. Like, Bobby Slowick, if he could have gotten a head coaching job last year, should have, because he is not going to get looks this year. Like, it is real bad. Joe Mixon averaged like 1.8 yards a carry or something. Like, their run game's a nightmare. And I don't know whether they need a new O-line coach, whether they're doing things wrong schematically, but like, they haven't been able to figure it out. It's continuing getting worse. They are barely surviving in puncher's chance for me. And I would, if you were like, actually, bro, I want to move him down, I'd be like, fine.
No, I'm not ready to move him down just yet, just because they are without a couple of guys. And again, they are banged up on the offensive line. They invested so much money, and not to have those guys up front, it's showing. Like, last season, they had them. But I'm willing to give those guys one more chance. The fact that they had 5 interceptions and did not win that game last week,
disgusting,
is a little concerning. But they do have the Dallas Cowboys this week. And if they lose to Dallas, oh my gosh, Craig, they will be moved down expeditiously.
Expeditiously. The Green Bay Packers were on a bye, so we don't have anything to do with them. They face the Bears this week, so this is Packers, if you don't beat the Bears, then we're also moving you down expeditiously.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Vikings, they won 12-7. Look,
they should destroy them.
They are the ultimate puncher's chance team, because they are a solid football team through and through that has Sam Darnold at quarterback.
Yep.
And on some weeks, that's a great thing. On a lot of weeks, that's a And on some weeks, it's bad. And they got lucky, because last week, that was bad. They just played a terrible opponent in the Jags, and they won anyway. So, you get to stay. I'm going to skip the next team for a second. The Atlanta Falcons.
I'm cool with keeping them there, though.
Yeah, Craig. I guess we keep them. You got it. The lack of consistency is infuriating. But that's you're right. Down in, down out, they probably belong. The Rams. What are we doing in Los Angeles last night? Losing to the Dolphins?
Yeah, that was tough. Turnovers, man. That's the name of the game. Kyron, Matthew Stafford. They just had too many miscues. Too many.
All right, we'll keep them up for now. Fluky performance kind of thing. The Chargers just keep boat racing teams.
Yeah.
They're good. They're right where they belong. I think they're a little understaffed for me to really move them up, but they get a couple more, and we might have to put them up in the tippy top.
I think they got the Chiefs in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
And then, speaking of guys that are boat racing people, the Cardinals.
Watch out, man.
I don't believe in them. Maybe that's because Washington smoked them, but like, that's a team that's playing good ball. They deserve to be right here. The team that we need to talk about moving is the Philadelphia Eagles. They are, I mean, look, it was the Cowboys, but they killed them. And the Eagles are 7-2. And I realized that the first part of that 7-2 was some bad opponents and maybe even a little bit of luck. But, like, they're playing really good football. I think the Philadelphia Eagles have earned their way into prime contenders. We could make them beat the Commanders and say, hey, it's on the line. They belong up there.
Craig, I'm finally glad you've come around the Eagles. I doubted them to an extent, but they're just so talented on paper. Things were going to finally, start to come together, and they are.
But they also have, like, kind of fixed some of the vibes. Like, they all seemed like they wanted to kill each other for the first half of the first quarter plus of the season. And they seem to have settled some things down and figured out some things in the locker room, and that's manifested itself on the field.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting, but not quite good enough. I kind of think that all these teams, I don't know. The Niners, you play well again this week. I think the Niners can come back up.
Yeah,
we've kind of been punishing them because they haven't played particularly well. They missed a bunch of field goals. This probably should have been a little bit sooner, but whatever. I'm okay leaving them where they are for right now. So we're gonna put the little carrot there. Everyone else in this group, meh. The problem with the Bengals is they need to actually win football games. Like, you can't be in puncher's chance if you don't give yourself a chance. And so, do I believe the Bengals are better than the rest of the teams in this group? Yes. Do I think that they belong going up? No, because they can't win.
Yeah. I mean, I think you said it perfect. You got to win games. They had a great test battle against the Ravens. If you pull it out, we're respecting you.
Then you're up. You're back up. Their offense is so legit. Burrow's having a legitimately MVP caliber season, but you can't be the MVP if you're below 500, and they're currently below 500.
Yep.
Interesting, but not quite good enough. The Bears, do they stay, or are we putting the Bears on alert?
On alert.
I say alert, or do we just demote them? But I think they're on alert. Hey, if you hadn't fired anybody, you just ran it back again. I might just put you down. But you're at least you're showing you have a pulse. Seahawks.
Ugh.
I think they just stay where they are.
Oh, yeah, because they had a bye this week, right?
I think so, yeah.
They had a bye.
Bucks, just kind of stay where they are. The Bucks probably are going to finish the season interesting, but not quite good enough. Like, yeah. they fight. They try their best. They're just understaffed. But they don't belong with some of these teams that just, are unprofessional at times.
Salute to Baker.
Salute to Baker. The Broncos.
I'm loving what the Broncos are doing, Craig.
Congrats. They are literally interesting, but not good enough.
They are.
What about your Colts, man?
Man, they got one more week, man.
They get the star. The Bengals we just talked about. The Dolphins, congrats. You can stay where you are. You won.
Yeah, you can stay.
Is this the first time the Dolphins have stayed out of the basement 2 weeks in a row?
Yes.
Congratulations, Miami.
They're finning them off, man.
Well done. No chance. Raiders, congrats. You stay. You fired your coaches. You still have no chance. Jags.
They stay.
You literally had to score 13 points.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Mac Jones is your quarterback. Patriots.
Did they win this week?
They did. They beat the Bears. Like, do we get anything for beating the Bears?
No.
Okay. The Panthers. The Panthers are 3-7.
Two-game win streak.
I think a two-game win streak. Yeah,
you think
you're right.
So?
No.
I was about to say.
Carolina, I'm sorry. Your hole is just too big. You're climbing out. And maybe by the end, you'll be able to poke your little head out of the ground and be like, hello!
Yeah.
Next season, we'd like to be considered in the professional ranks. Not this year.
No.
Titans.
Stink.
Poopsville. Giants.
Stink.
Terrible. Saints.
Shout out to those boys.
Who thanks for trying hard.
Yeah.
Jets. I move them down from no chance?
I think you should make them the last team in no chance.
I'm creating a new category for the Jets. You ready for this, Anthony? I'm not going to say what I'm going to type. I'm just going to type it, okay. And I'm going to let Anthony's laugh tell it all. The category, boys and girls,
oh my god,
is actual hell.
Yeah,
the New York Jets.
Yeah,
the Cowboys. Honestly, the Cowboys are getting a star to go down into actual hell next week.
Yeah,
and the Browns, you still stink.
Yeah.
All right, those are our NFL tier rankings. Inarguable. You have to agree with all of them because they're 100% correct. When we get back, the final segment before our show is 100% over. Real things, real people said into real microphones is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.